I started listening to the blues as a kid of 4 years old. As a small girl, I was listening to music of Mahalia Jackson, the Staple Singers, or Aretha Franklin on that big old tape player. I was listening to this music and jumping and dancing. I couldn't go to sleep without it, and always forcing my mother to play those records for me again and again. But it was just recently that I took hold of those early memories. I started playing the blues in 2001 with my band. We won the Grand Prix of Jesień's Blues and Festival in Białystok. That's how it started for me professionally. But I was doing music, playing the guitar and singing earlier than that, mostly because of my friends in a small town of Oborniki Śląskie, where I lived. Being a woman, I do feel the blues. I hope people can hear it too. At the very beginning, people were treating me a bit different than male singers. It was a bit weird. It is hard to say if my reception of the blues as a woman is different from the male perspective, as I was never a man, so it's impossible for me to compare it. But I think that at least at the very beginning, when I was learning the stage, I had to make that transition from being a woman playing the guitar and singing the blues to become simply a blues musician. I felt that men were looking at me a bit of indulgence, looking at my gear and so on. Now I don't feel that feeling anymore. I just come in, plug in, and do my thing. I know what to do with my gear. Yeah, I think it was that technical matter. A girl with cables and amps and maybe a wireless system. What? You know, that was quite funny. Now I don't feel any different than men. It wasn't a matter of respect, I think, as they were always very respectful. It was more about a woman working with gear associated mostly with men, guitar amps, cables, and so on. So it's like. So it's like we women looking at men who cooks. Say what? As far as I remember, I was the first International Blues Challenge participant from overseas, as all the Italians or Hungarian people that took part in the contest before were Americans, born in the USA with European roots but not being born there. This experience, well, I remember my first stay there. Good morning. I remember my first trip to Memphis, and when I'm back home, I had a lot of gray hair on my head from all the excitement that I have experienced there. It was Memphis, you know, Beale Street, one of the cradles of the blues. I met there so many musicians playing the blues. I walked into the club, ordered my food, and suddenly heard Robert Johnson's music. For me, a Polish person interested in the blues, that was a unique experience. B.B. King. I was shocked and felt like I'm walking at least a few inches above the ground with a guitar on my chest. A guitar that I bought with my last money, a white Epiphone baritone. I stayed there a few days longer, visited many clubs, sang and played with those people. It was shockingly good. I was walking to the club with a guitar on my back, and somebody asked me, "Oh, you have a guitar? Do you want to sit in with us? Come on and play." That was truly amazing, an amazing experience.